here with Dr. Kathy. What's your question, Fran?
I really enjoy listening to her advice.
Dr. Kathy, is there anything I can do to improve my relationship with my kids?
Yeah, spend more time with them instead of sitting around all day listening to the radio. Next caller!
Ha! The doc must have gotten her license off the back of a cereal box.
I think that's good advice. Parents should spend more time with their kids.
Hello, Dr. Kathy. My problem is that I'm not assertive enough. Nobody listens to me. Not my husband or my friends. Dr. Kathy? Dr. Kathy?
Huh? What? Sorry, wasn't listening. Next caller!
But she's just trying to teach people how to be happy.
Sure. If I knew I could be rich and famous just for being loud and bossy, I'd have cashed in years ago.
Rich and famous just for being bossy? I've been practicing for this my whole life. Hi, Angelica. That's Dr. Angelica to you. Can't you read the sign?
No.
I'm a make you happy radio doctor. You tell me your problems and I give you advice.
What's advice?
Well, for starters, stop being so dumb.
Well, thanks for the advice.
You to make you more happy.
But I thought we were happy.
Well, you're not.
Well, now.
Okay, who's going first?
Why should we go at all, Angelica?
I know I don't say it enough, but it's because I love you, and I can make it so you never cry again. So, figure out who's going after Finn.
What? So why do I always have to be first?
Because you've got the biggest problems. Sit down.
I guess I could use a little advice.
Your problem is that you're not deserve enough. That means you need to stand up for yourself and take charge. Like telling people to give you their dessert and stuff. By the way, that'll cost you a cookie.
But I don't have any.
No! You got to talk into the phone!
How come? You're right there!
Cause I said so! So just do it! See, you're always letting people walk all over you!
But I never see people walking on me.
Don't look at me while you're talking. I'm on the radio. Look over there somewhere. Walking on you means you're always letting Tommy and the rest of the babies tell you what to do.
I don't think I do that, Angelica.
Well, I say you do.
Okay, if you say so.
You need to practice being more bossy. But because, well, you're you, you better start with trees and toys and stuff, and then move up to real people. Next caller!
Look, Marvin, everyone knows children learn bad habits from their parents, so...
Dr. Quacky don't know squat about raising pups.
It seems to make sense that kids copy what they see their parents do.
Yeah, yesterday Philly wore his diaper as a hat, and he sure didn't learn that from me. Of course, I can't keep an eye on Howie 24/7.
Well, I think we can all learn better parenting if we're willing to listen to advice.
Sounds like you're saying I need advice, Deed.
No, Betty. I was just saying that...
You think it's my fault the twins like to eat dirt and bugs and put strange objects up their noses?
No, of course not.
I don't have to sit around here and be insulted by my so-called friend.
Betty, wait!
Thanks for the coffee!
Gee, little bug is walking on me, too. Look at here, bug. I want you to stop crawling on my foot right now. I guess you could sit there for a little while. I'm not very good at this.
You're gross, dirty, and disgusting.
Yeah, but what's our problem?
When you grow up, you're never going to have any friends.
What about just gross and disgusting friends?
No! So no more food in your diapers or eating bugs or fingers up your noses.
What about other people's noses?
Oh, brother. I had to be a doctor.
Yeah, this is, Bessie, and I got a problem with my friend, Mimi, who's suddenly telling me how to raise my kids. See, I got twins, one of each, and my friend's got two boys.
Why, that sounds a lot like Betty.
My friend, Mimi, is trying to tell me that I'm a rotten mom. And if I'm a rotten mom, then she must think my kids are rotten, too.
That is Betty. And I certainly do not.
You see, Tommy, you're always coming up with the ideas and the plans and telling the babies what they should do.
Well, I guess I do kind of come up with lots of ideas.
That's your problem, Mr. Smarty Pants. You gotta give the other babies a chance to decide stuff, no matter how stupid it'll be. In other words, stop being so bossy!
Angelica told me I'm supposed to let you guys decide stuff we should do from now on.
Well, do you think that's what we should do, Tommy?
Yep. I think someone should come up with some ideas.
You got some ideas about who should get some ideas, Tommy?
Sure. Well, what do you think, Phil?
I think my diapers aren't too tight.
Maybe we should let Chucky decide.
Maybe we could, take a long nap, and then we could, wake up, and then, do something else. Really fun. Hey! It's only my first day!
Okay, Kimmy. First, you need to stop being so smiley all the time.
That's really annoying.
I mean, you can't be happy all the time, especially since you got Chucky for a brother.
But I love Chucky and I am happy.
Don't you get it? If your family sees you smiley all the time, they won't worry about you and buy you presents and stuff. You need to be cool like me. You gotta say things like,
whatever, that's cool, I guess.
That's really good advice, Angelica. I mean, that's cool.
Squish around a little bit.
Don't do it, Lil. Remember your advice. Oh, look at that worm. It's so slimy. Oh, that sure go down easy.
No, Phil. Remember what Angelica said. We can't be dirty or disgusting.
Well, which is eating a muddy worm?
Well, it's not disgusting. So it must just be dirty.
How can we play with a dirty worm without getting dirty?
And certain friends, who shall remain nameless, shouldn't take everything so personally.
You make a good point, BB.
BB my patootie!
And they shouldn't be so quick to get angry.
Good, Angelica, because we're not feeling real happy.
That's because you're not doing it right. Like you, Chucky, you need to do something really, really big that shows you're in charge. Because I'm so nice, I'm not even going to charge you a cookie this time.
Really?
Instead, you can polish my car.
That's a good idea, Chucky. Do you think it is?
Yep. I'm taking charge, just like Angelica told me.
Finster! What do you think you're doing in my car?
I've been more assertive, Angelica, so out of my way.
It's cracked up to me.
You diaper heads don't know what happy is!
I knew it was you!
I'm sorry. My friend, Bessie, the one who phoned you earlier, just walked in.
Perfect. Now I can tell you both how lousy your friendship is.
Lousy friendship? I'm afraid you don't understand.
Oh, I understand that Bessie needs to stop dumping those little monsters of hers on you.
monsters. They happen to be wonderful babies, and I love having them at my house.
Yeah, yeah. But as for you, BB, you need to stop interfering in Bessie's life, though I can't say I blame you.
You listen to me, Dr. Windbag. That's my best friend you're talking about. And BB doesn't interfere. She looks out for me.
And Bessie looks out for me. That's what friendships are all about.
Well, if you want my advice, I...
Daddy.
Deed.
And now to the mud pile.
Right, Chucky?
Whatever you guys want to do is fine with me.
You know, guys, it's easy to be happy when nobody's giving you advice on how to be happy.
Writing this history of my allergies is really inspiring. It's full of dramatic detail. Like the day my cat Yowler had to be given away. I had him a whole year. Then all of a sudden I started sneezing every time I got near him. At least he went to a good home. Oh, that reminds me.
Okay, little ones. Time to play outside. Except for you, Kimmy. Chucky put his toys away. Now it's your turn.
3,000 hours ago, you, me, Chucky, and Kimmy became a family. Happy anniversary, Kira.
It's beautiful. Kimmy, look! Kimmy?
Dress you. Chucky, today is our...
Soup! Kimmy, we've been making the mud pie. We need you to help decorate it.
Okay, guys. I'll be right back. Yeah, it needs a little something. I know.
I think it needs some more blocks.
I don't know, Tommy. It's real tall now. I guess it could use a few more.
Chucky, do you notice something weird about you?
Where do you want me to start?
I'm talking about that. Every time Kimmy gets near you, you sneeze.
I do?
Yep.
Why do you think I do that?
Can't you dumb babies figure out anything for yourselves?
The answer is easy. Chucky's allergic to Kimmy.
What? Oh, no.
Just hold your horses there, Angelica. Kimmy's been around here a long time. How come Chucky wasn't allergic to her before?
Well, Chucky's daddy's kitty cat Yowler was around a long time, too. Then a couple of sneezes here, a couple of there, and it's a river dirty pussycat.
Kimmy, honey, I don't think your toys made it all the way into your room.
Oh, boy, Tommy. Angelica's right. My sister's gonna have to give away like my daddy's kitty cat, Yowler. Oh, poor Yowler.
Don't worry, Chucky. There's gotta be a way out of this.
Not unless I stop sneezing.
That's it, Chucky. All we got to do, you guys, is figure out a way to stop Chucky from sneezing.
Yeah! Okay, Tommy. Got any ideas how?
Oh, yeah. Pencil shavings.
Tommy, it makes me sound funny.
You sound the same to me.
Chucky, I wanna...
What's that funny thing on your nose?
It's
so is Boogie's
something is working.
There you are, Aiju. How about I help you get those toys into your room?
Oh, now what am I gonna do?
Hey, Chucky, remember when I had those bad hiccups? My mommy and daddy said there was a bunch of different stuff you're supposed to do to get rid of them. Well, if they can cure hiccups, maybe they can cure sneezes, too. Okay, everybody, we got to scare Chucky. Make the scariest faces you can make.
Hush, Leo. Hi, Leo. Why are your faces twisted up so weird?
Great. The one time he's not scared.
You know, Phil, I'm not always scared.
Come on, Chucky. You can do it.
Chucky, I almost forgot I have to tell you something. Today's You sure got a lot of sneezes in you, Chucky. You got a cold?
Yeah, that's it, the cold.
Oh, should I get you a tissue?
Yeah, from the box way, way over in my room, under the bed.
If only you had a nose that didn't sneeze so much.
Yeah, I guess there's no such thing as getting a new nose.
I never seen a new nose store.
Wait, I think my daddy has a new nose. I seen it in his closet once.
That's great, Chucky. Let's go get that nose.
How do I look?
Very handsome.
Let's go find Kimmy and try.
Wait. Whoop heads, mini blinds.
Hey, Kimmy. Nice clouds in the sky.
Why are you wearing glasses over your glasses? And how'd your nose get so hairy?
Well, you see...
Now you look like you, Chucky.
I gotta go tie my shoe. Over there. Can't stop sneezing, so I guess I'm just gonna have to leave forever.
Chucky, you can't just leave forever.
I know, Tommy, but it's onliest way. If my mommy and daddy see me sneezing, they're gonna give Kimmy away, just like Yowler.
Where are you gonna be, Chucky?
Oh, I'll still be here. Whenever Angelica's getting all red in the face when she's yelling, whenever Lil's eating a bug, whenever Spike's knocking over a garbage can, I'm over there. Play with Kimmy, you guys. Don't let her miss me too much.
There goes a real baby. It's fun playing blacks with you, Kimmy.
Chucky does it different. Like this. Why doesn't Chucky want to play with me?
Kimmy, how about we play something else? Like, digging out yummy stuffs between our toes.
No! Spinning around till the whole world spins around.
Toe stuffs.
Spinning round.
Toe Lillian.
Spin, Philip.
Toe.
Spin. Yeah. You don't even know it's our special day.
Something's going on with Kimmy and Chucky. Maybe if I got them playing together. I can't wait to see what you two build together. What will it be? A spaceship?
Mrs. Chucky's mommy, can I have a popsicle stick too? With the popsicle still on it?
Sure, Angelica.
So, Chucky... I asked for a popsicle, not a snot-sickle.
Sorry, I got to go potty. You gotta stop following me around, Kimmy. Sometimes a kid needs his piracy.
But, Chucky, you gotta stay still. This whole trying to give you my special anniversary of when we became the family present. For you, Chucky. I picked it myself.
Wow, Kibby. It's... This is bad, Tommy. Bad, bad, bad. I just had the biggest, worst sneeze of my whole life. Tommy, we gotta tell her.
Chucky?
No, Tommy. Like you always say, a baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do.
But Chucky...
I gotta tell Kibby the truth. That I'm
Chucky!
Already...
What? Chucky, I've been trying to tell you. Look! She's been here this whole time and you hasn't sneezed once.
Really? You're right, Tommy. It must have been the giant sneeze that sneezed out all the other sneezes.
Tell me what, Chucky? Why you've been running away from me all day?
Huh? Oh, that. Because I was, still shopping for an anniversary present for you.
Oh, really?
Here it is.
Wow, it's shaped like a moose.
It is? I mean, I knew that.
Dandelion season already? Oh, I better give Chucky his allergy medicine.
I love my new gold locket.
Gold lockets.
Pick Boys looking for a job.
That's right. Join me every Friday this summer as I search for an occupation worthy of my awesomeness. This week, baseball. Check me out as I try everything from base coach to bat boy to groundskeeper. It's getting in my hair. Someone else take over. It's getting in my hair. America's favorite picking superhero meets America's national pastime.
Pick Boy's awesome summer job search starts Friday at 1 o'clock, only on Nick.
Touchdown!
Last teacher, though.